Hello, and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. Do you remember why we call this Project 119? It reflects back on Psalm 119, which reminds us of the beauty and the power of Scripture. And so as we enter into this time together, whether you are starting your day or driving and sitting in traffic, maybe you're taking a break or getting ready for bed, perhaps you're sitting on the porch or exercising, whatever you're doing, I'm so glad that you're here. Let us quiet our hearts and listen to the Scripture and reflect on what God has to speak to each of us today. Our first passage is John chapter 14, verses 1 through 14. And here Jesus is giving us some comforting words, a breath of fresh air. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way to where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you for so long, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his work. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or else believe on account of the works themselves. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than these will he do, because I am going to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. In this passage, Jesus comforts his disciples. He's about to go to the cross, and he said to them, Don't let your hearts be troubled. He's preparing a place for us, and he is assuring us of his return. I just want to acknowledge today that perhaps your heart is troubled. In these moments, I pray that if you need assurance of Christ's return or that he listens to you, that the Lord in his gentleness and his kindness would remind you that he is present with you. There's some deep theology here. There is a recognition that Jesus and the Father are one, and that Jesus reveals to us what the Father is like. And even in the midst of uncertainty, we can know that Jesus has a plan and a purpose. Mark 15, 33 through 47 recounts for us Jesus' death on the cross. This passage is very weighty. I get emotional thinking about it. When Jesus says, my God, why have you forsaken me? I believe that he is carrying the weight of the world and he feels forsaken. We know that he was not forsaken, but it doesn't mean that he didn't have that emotional state of feeling it. And so if you feel forsaken today, just remember that Christ is near. Mark 15, starting in verse 33. And when the sixth hour had come, there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which means, my God, why have you forsaken me? And some of the bystanders, hearing it, said, Behold, he is calling Elijah. And someone ran and filled a sponge with sour wine, put it on a reed, and gave it to him to drink, saying, Wait, let us see whether Elijah will come and take him down. And Jesus uttered a loud cry and breathed his last. And the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. And when the centurion who stood facing him saw that in this way he breathed his last, he said, Truly this man was the Son of God. There were also women looking on from a distance, among whom were Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James the younger and of Joseph and Salome. When he was in Galilee, they followed him and ministered to him. And there were also many other women who came up with him to Jerusalem. And when evening had come, since it was the day of preparation, that is, the day before the Sabbath, Joseph of Arimathea, a respected member of the council, who was also himself looking for the kingdom of God, took courage and went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Pilate was surprised to hear that he should have already died. And summoning the centurion, he asked him whether he was already dead. And when he learned from the centurion that he was dead, he granted the corpse to Joseph. And Joseph brought a linen shroud, and taking him down, wrapped him in the linen shroud, and laid him in a tomb that had been cut out of the rock. And he rolled a stone against the entrance of the tomb. Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of Joseph saw where he was laid. When Jesus cries out, my God, why have you forsaken me? This is a reference to Psalm 22, when the psalmist David cries out to the Lord, feeling forsaken. If you read that psalm, you see lots of the prophecy of what will happen to Jesus on the cross. It's really amazing. At the end of the psalm, David recognizes that the Lord had actually heard his prayer, and he says, I'm going to proclaim your praise in the midst of the people. I'll read it directly. Verses 24 and 25 from Psalm 22. For he has not despised or abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, and he has not hidden his face from him, but has heard when he cried to him. From you comes my praise in the great congregation. My vows I will perform before those who fear him. This is a foretaste of what we see in the resurrection. God did not hide his face from Jesus, but he heard his cry and he raised him from the dead. Before we move on, I just want to take a quiet moment to reflect on the crucifixion, to think on Jesus, the one who went to the cross for us. Our final passage is Proverbs chapter 22, verse 2. It says this, The rich and the poor meet together. The Lord is the maker of them all. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. This is a good reminder that we are all equal in the eyes of God. He died for the powerful and he died for the powerless. To end our time together, I want to pray a closing prayer from Common Worship Daily Prayer, which is the Church of England prayer book. Will you pray with me? As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, So may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen.